Welcome. This is The Lavender Lane Affair by Claire R. Underwood. I'm your narrator, Dana Whitfield. Settle in. Chapter 1. The Trouble with Lavender. The scones were too dry. Again, Ellie Marchmont pulled the baking tray from the aga and set it on the cooling rack with a thump that sent a cracker crumb skittering across the counter. She prodded one with her thumb. Crumbly. Crumby. Both, really. The currants had sunk to the bottom, and the tops had gone that unappealing shade of pallid beige that made tourists think twice before spending £3.50. They look perfectly serviceable, Lavinia said from the doorway, wiping her hands on her apron. She smelled of lavender and butter as she always did, and her round spectacles had fogged up from the steam. Serviceable isn't the word I'd use for something that could double as a roofing tile. Ellie, love, we've sold worse. When? Last August, when you forgot the sugar. Ellie opened her mouth to argue, then closed it. She had forgotten the sugar. Mrs. Beekman had eaten half a scone before making a face like she'd bitten into a lemon and quietly set it back on her plate. The memory still made her cheeks warm. I'll make another batch, she said, reaching for the flour bin. You'll do no such thing. The festival's in 3 days, and you've got the marquee booking to confirm and the honey supplier to call and about 17 other things that matter more than whether Mrs. Ellis. Beekman gets a perfect crumb structure. The bell above the tea room door jangled. They both turned. Through the serving hatch, Ellie could see a figure silhouetted against the late afternoon sun, broad-shouldered, wearing a suit jacket that strained across his back, holding something rectangular and glossy. Afternoon, ladies, Reg Finch called, his voice carrying the false cheer of a man who'd spent too many years in sales. Hope I'm not interrupting. Lavinia's hand went to her collar. Just a small movement, but Ellie noticed. She always noticed when it came to Lavinia. Mr. Finch, Lavinia said, her voice steady but cool. We're about to close. Won't take but a moment. He stepped forward and the light caught the brochure in his hand. An artist's rendering of what looked like a housing development. Rows of identical cream-colored cottages with black front doors. A sign that read Finch and Daughters Premium Living in gold lettering. Ellie's stomach tightened. I thought I'd drop by with the updated proposal, since you didn't respond to my last letter. He set the brochure on the counter between them, fanning it open. We've revised the offer, 20% above market value, and we'll cover all legal fees, of course. I told you last time, Lavinia said, her voice dropping low, Marchmont's is not for sale. Now, Lavinia, let's be sensible about this. Reg spread his hands, all reasonableness and practiced charm. You're running a nursery and a tea room in a village that gets maybe 200 tourists a week. I'm offering you enough to retire anywhere you like. Spain, maybe. Or a little cottage by the sea. I don't want a cottage by the sea. Lavinia's blue eyes were bright and hard behind her spectacles. I want to tend my lavender and serve my scones and watch the bees work the garden. That is my life, Mr. Finch. You cannot buy it. Everything has a price. Not everything. The back door creaked open, and footsteps sounded on the flagstone floor. Theo appeared in the kitchen doorway, her chestnut bob perfectly in place, her tailored navy shirt tucked into designer wellies that probably cost more than Ellie's entire wardrobe. She was holding her phone in one hand and a leather-bound notebook in the other. Reg, she said with the warmth of someone greeting an old friend, I thought I heard your voice. Have you shown them the revised figures? Theodora, Reg said, turning to include her. I was just explaining the benefits. Let me. Theo picked up the brochure and flipped to a page filled with charts and graphs. Ellie, look at this. Projected foot traffic alone, the development includes a retail space, a community garden, and direct access to the walking paths. Marchwood would become a destination, not just a stop-off. The nursery would benefit. The nursery would be bulldozed, Ellie said flatly. They'd rebuild it. Better. Modern. Theo waved a hand. You can't run a business on nostalgia, Ellie. The numbers don't work. The numbers work fine. You barely broke even last year. We broke even. That's the point of a small business. You don't make a fortune. You make a living. Theo's smile tightened. She had a way of smiling that didn't reach her eyes, like she was humoring a child who'd said something mildly amusing. That's not ambition. That's settling. I'm not trying to conquer the world, Theo. I'm trying to keep Aunt Lavinia's legacy alive. Her legacy, Theo repeated, and something flickered in her expression, something sharp and quick, like a knife catching light. Right, Reg cleared his throat. Ladies, I don't mean to cause a family dispute. I'm just presenting an opportunity, a generous one. He tapped the brochure. Take a few days, think it over. The offer stands until the end of the month. He turned to leave, and as he did, he pulled an envelope from his inside pocket. Cream paper, no